Here at Parliament Buildings, Jim Wells, Chair of the Health Committee, talks about the implications for the health service of the spending review.
Well, we've heard the figures, and if health's treated the same as other departments, we're talking about £80 or £90 million reduction per annum over the next 4 years. That's a challenge, but I think it's deliverable. The really worrying statistics were there's a 37% cut in capital spending forthcoming. If that happens, basically there'll be precious little new build anywhere in Northern Ireland over the next 4 years.
And when will you know exactly what those capital cuts, where they will come from?
Well, we won't know until the executive decide whether to treat the Department of Health less or more favourably than others. But on the basis of we take our average cut, half of the capital budget's already committed in contracts already for maintenance and new build. So therefore the 37% has to come from what's left. And that effectively means there's really nothing in terms of new build over the next 4 years, if that's what happens.